This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Leadership can either make or break a project. 2 Kings 12 describes a project Joash the king initiated to repair the temple. He established how monies were to be collected and dispersed. The priests were to oversee the project. They collected the money, kept some for themselves, but didn't use the rest to repair the temple. After 20 years, the king reprimanded the priests for their irresponsible leadership and demanded the collected money be returned to the treasury. What was collected from that point on was to be given to the men appointed to supervise the work on the temple. Specific repairs were done and care was given not to do other non-assigned work. You find this statement in verse 15. They did not require an accounting from those to whom they gave the money to pay the workers, because they acted with complete honesty. This is a picture of the high road in leadership and management. If you can't trust supervisors and workers, then it would be wise to require an accounting of money entrusted to them. If they are trustworthy and honest, then you don't need an accounting. Trustworthy and honest workers would have the information available if asked to give an accounting at any time. It takes a wise leader to determine the character of his or her workforce, or of those who recruit and hire. Many good projects fail because these factors are ignored. On the other hand, many projects succeed, even with limited resources, when you have good leadership managing them. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.